My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to check in weekly. If you are trying to hold yourself more accountable for something, checking in weekly is a good cadence to allow for ups and downs, but to still keep yourself on track. So, as you might imagine, I am fascinated by time. Certain aspects of time are rooted in the natural world, days, for instance, and years. Other units of time are more human-designed. Think the 7-day week. One could imagine the cycle of life as we live it repeating every 6 days or 8 days or whatever. But in most of the cultures where you might be listening to this podcast, 7 days is deeply ingrained. Look at 7 days, and you have a pretty good picture of someone's life. Look at 1 day, and you'll have to guess, was it a Tuesday? Was it a Saturday? What's normal about this day? What isn't? But a week shows both. Anyway, I find a week is a good unit of time for evaluating lots of things. So if you are trying to hold yourself accountable for anything, designating a weekly check-in time is likely to keep you on track. This is true for a few reasons. One, you will remember it, which is not true of things that happen less often than weekly. Until a few years ago, our local recycling pickup was every 2 weeks, and it was shockingly hard to remember, was it this week, was it last week? But if something happens every Friday, you come to associate it with Friday, and you don't forget to do it. Second, looking at a week allows for natural ups and downs. Let's say you're trying to hold yourself accountable for working on an application for graduate school. If you check in daily, it is quite possible that you wouldn't have worked on it on Monday because work got incredibly busy. But maybe you've carved out time Tuesday night and Thursday afternoon to work on it. Rather than think that you have failed when you don't do something every single day, a week gives you the chance to see overall progress. Past that, though, we tend to lose steam. If you checked in once a month, you might drift off and not really be able to quickly get back in the game. I plan my upcoming weeks on either Thursday or Friday. And as part of that, I check in on how I'm doing on my goals. Did I stick with my daily intentions? Did I take steps toward my bigger goals? I can then also look forward to the next week and plan in priorities related to those goals. I know, as I plan them in, that I will evaluate at the end of the week if I did them. This provides a lot of accountability. I also check in with a few accountability partners each week. We state what we did over the past week and what we plan to do. A weekly rhythm isn't overwhelming, but it is frequent enough that we know what each person is focusing on, and we can point out if things keep getting bumped forward. If there is something you are trying to hold yourself or anyone else accountable for, You might also try designating a time weekly to do this. Now, we can go overboard with this. I am not a huge fan of weekly meetings that exist just to exist. They still need to be well planned. But plenty of managers swear by 15 to 30 minute one-on-ones with all direct reports weekly, just as a way to keep on top of any problems and let the person know that there is a time, for sure, when they will have their manager's attention. That can head off a lot of crises. A week may be a human-invented form of time, but it is a very useful one indeed. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.